Perhaps the toughest challenge so far to President Rodrigo Duterte's war on drugs played out in a small courtroom in Caloocan City. Rikian de los Santos, 17, was killed in an alleged shootout with policemen. Three cops from the Santa Quiteria police station stand accused of murder and frame-up charges. According to witnesses, they conspired to kill and then frame the grade 12 student as a drug runner in August 16, 2017, in one of the station's one-time big-time operations. Caloocan Regional Trial Court Branch 125 Judge Rodolfo Azucena Jr. is set to give his verdict on the three policemen, or what human rights lawyers believe would be the litmus test for the administration's brutal campaign against illegal drugs. Attorney Gil Aquino from the Center for International Law weighs in on the promulgation. He will explain how Cain's case could help other families exact accountability over thousands of other deaths in the drug war.
Question number one, what do you think would be the impact of the results on other cases of extrajudicial killings? I think the case of Kian de los Santos is a litmus test for our judicial system in relation to the war on drugs, because Kian's case brought so much public attention to the abuses by the policemen in the war on drugs, and the government itself has attended to this case and put much resources into ensuring that the case would reach the courts and that it would be litigated quickly. So I think it's a litmus test to determine how our judicial system will be dealing with the other cases of EJK, such as the FN Murillo case. I think that the impact of the results would be monumental, regardless of the result. Because, I mean, regardless of whether or not the prosecution wins or loses. Because if the prosecution wins, then it gives hope to a lot of the other EJK victims and their families that there could be justice when we try to litigate and bring their cases forward to the courts. If the prosecution loses, then it would be devastating, because the Kian de los Santos case is already one that, you know, the government has been exerting effort to. So if the prosecution would lose, it would be very difficult to imagine other litigants or other victims to come forward, because really it would spell, you know, a lack of hope in our judicial system. So we're hoping for a win for the prosecution in order for the people to restore or to regain their trust in the judicial system. And as lawyers, we always want to put forward the principle or the idea that justice can be attained in our courts. Question number two, what do you think are the facets of the case that could be applied as well in pursuing EJK-related cases, especially those with a dearth of evidence? Yes, the Kian de los Santos case has a CCTV footage, which means that it's a much stronger case than the other EJK cases that we would have, especially those where the killings were made by vigilantes, allegedly. So with the evidence would be circumstantial at best. I think the facets of the case that we should look out for are, number one, the treatment of the court as to the evidence that were presented in that case. Second would be the appreciation of the court as to the nature or the public nature of the war on drugs cases. In the public interest angle, will the court be influenced by factors other than what was presented in court? Will it be convinced that the evidence presented is enough to warrant a charge of murder and the planting of evidence against the police? What pieces of evidence did the court specifically take note of to reach their verdict? And if the result is an acquittal in favor of the policemen involved, what were the missing pieces of evidence that the court was looking for in order for it to have reached a conclusion of a conviction of guilt. So I think the facets of the case would really be the kinds of evidence that the court emphasized on and the appreciation of the court of these kinds of evidence. Without a CCTV, because we want to know the answer to the question of whether or not the CCTV was the main piece of information or piece of evidence, or was it just one of the pieces of evidence? How important is it? Was the CCTV footage in reaching the conviction? And can we litigate cases and achieve the same results even without a CCTV? Do you think there will be a significant ripple effect if the policemen were convicted for murder raps but acquitted for frame-up charges? I think there might be a ripple effect, but I hope not. The effect of a conviction for murder but acquittal for the planting of evidence charges would be to absolve the institution but only convict the individual. This is still problematic for us because we, in the human rights advocacy sector, know and believe that the war on drugs and all of these killings are part of one institutional and systematic pattern of violence by the government. So if the court would convict them for murder but acquit them for frame-up charges, then it means that the decision of the court would not be applicable, or it would be very difficult to apply that decision to the greater problem of police setups of the killings. Because like we know from the Murillo case, there's a trail of paper evidence that we believe have been doctored and have been fabricated, as well as testimonial evidence and affidavits that we also know were fabricated and were false. All of these are part of the greater story of the human rights abuses in the war on drugs. If they were convicted for murder, it means that the court is not ready to look into the greater implications of Kian's death. Which we cannot blame the court, because that is really its job, to determine the guilt of the accused that is in court, and not to determine the guilt of an entire institution. That is not its job. It's just that if they were acquitted of frame-up charges, it would be very difficult for other litigants like FN Murillo to expect or to prove that what they experience is a part of a systematic abuse. This is not impossible though, because as long as many people or enough people come out and lay their claim as to the violence and to the abuses that they commit, that they experience at the hands of this administration in relation to the war on drugs, then it would still be enough to prove that systematic abuse. So this one case will not determine whether or not we can prove the systematic abuse by the government. It just doesn't help our cause. However, as a lawyer also, I would be quite happy if I were already the lawyer of Kian's family for the murder charges. Because at the end of the day, you go to court to achieve justice for the families that were brave enough to come to court and to litigate the case. So even if it doesn't help us in our greater advocacy of looking into the institutional and systematic abuse of the police, at the very least, a conviction for murder would give the family some sense of peace and some sense of justice, and we should already be happy with that.
The murder of Kian drew massive attention from both local and international media, but the family found it more convenient to deal with grief than confront the long legal battle that lies ahead. At the front line was Randy De Los Santos, Kian's uncle, who has been immersed with the legal process since day one, from the day Kian was brought to the morgue to securing the witnesses and obtaining copy of the autopsy report. For Randy, however, divine intervention may have worked to seek justice for their family.
Takot ako noon, wala akong alam, eh. Wala ako talagang kabatiran sa ganyang mga bagay. Basta inisip ko lang habang ano, habang iniintay ko yung katawan ni Kian para ibigay. Parang naisip, lakad-lakad lang. Kuya, dito kasi yung hindihan siya ang gabi. Maraming isa sa amin. Kasi nakita niyo naman sa footage, ang daming dami nagbabasket ko. Kahit naman yung nakakita. Takot lang. Kuya, dito lang. Tapos nakita ko sa pata, ay, may CCTV. Naging, sabi ko, ma-intriga siguro ako. Hindi ko alam ba't ako napaangat ng ulo. Hindi ko alam bakit ako napatingala ang gano'n. At nakita ko may CCTV. At bigsang parang may nagtulak sa isip ko, uy, may CCTV, Randy, punta ka ng barangay. Punta mo, panoorin mo. Tapos, ewan ko, parang hindi ko alam kung paano ko nagawa sa sarili ko yun, pati yung time slot ng time dun sa ano, oras ba yun? Yung binuksan ko dun, at yun, sumakto. Sumakto lang din lahat. Kaya sabi ko salamat sa ako din nagbigay ng ebidensya na nakita ay naroon pala.
Randy said Kian's case is an eye-opener to the public that extrajudicial killings are happening. They are not mere products of one's imagination or political propaganda for that matter.
Sana yung justisya makuha na. Kasi sinasabi nila ngayon, nasa inyo na yung justisya, nasa inyo na yung media, nasa inyo na lahat. Umapabor na sa inyo. Hindi eh. Nahatulan na ba? Ang tanong nila. Yung pagkakakulong nila, temporary lang yan. Hindi natin alam kung anong bibigyan ng hatol ng judge. Diba? At hindi natin alam kung ano ang mangyayari sa 29. Ako patuloy akong nananalangin gabi-gabi. Sana linawan yung nabigyan ng Diyos ng paliwanagan yung utak. Nagawad niya kung ano yung tama. Kasi sa akin naman, umaasa ako na sa kabila ng lahat ng nailatag naming ebidensya mula day one hanggang sa matapos. Andun kasi ito, isang beses lang ako umaksin. Kumbinsido naman ako sa sarili ko na yun lang naman kasi ang kaya namin. Yun lang yung totoo. Totoo lang yung ibinigay namin sa korte at wala kami ibinigay.